I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, yesterday wasn't that much fun, was it? Neither was Saturday. So we got to talk about the Saints. We got to talk about LSU losing to Ole Miss Saturday afternoon, 24-19. Which loss hurt the most? The Saints losing or LSU losing? We'll do a quickie text off on that. Tulane went to Tulsa and beat the Tulsa Golden Hurricane, 31-14. Tulane's 4-0. We got a lot to get to this afternoon, but look, I want to remind you that it's good to talk about it. Don't hold it in. Just don't keep it in. It's going to drive you crazy. And this is where we get a chance to talk about it. The Saints lost to the Bills. LSU's lost to Ole Miss. I mentioned Friday on the show that, look, LSU was ranked 4th, Ole Miss was ranked 13th, but I really thought that Ole Miss was going to give LSU problems. And they certainly did give them problems. So we're going to get into that this afternoon. Quadruple shooting on Bourbon Street. One dead, three wounded. This isn't the 200 block of Bourbon. This is like one block off of Canal Street. Very popular area of Bourbon Street. And then there was a shooting over on Perdido and LaSalle. And so shootings downtown. This, I hope this doesn't really have a negative impact on the growing trend of crime being down in New Orleans. Let's just hope this is an isolated situation. But, you know, I mean, that's not good. But what do you do about it? I mean, you've got people. Look, here's the problem. You've got a lot of people on Bourbon Street, and I know we have the right to free assembly, but you got people on Bourbon Street who are not there to have fun. They're there to look for trouble and cause trouble. And they have a shooter. They believe they know who the shooter is, and there are pictures of the shooter. This guy's so big, it's going to be kind of hard to hide him. I mean, you're not going to be able to hide him under a bed or anything. So they should find him. I think they brought in some persons of interest, but they think they know who the shooter was, and it's this really big guy. And, you know, it's just sad. You know, why don't you people go somewhere else? You know, don't if you're not going to Bourbon Street to have fun like everybody else, then just, you know, don't go. You got no business being down there if you're not there to participate in the fun stuff. If you're going to go shoot people, go shoot them somewhere else. Go out to an open area and shoot people. Don't shoot people downtown on Bourbon Street. I mean, that's our street. That's where we go to have fun. You don't have any right to go down there and ruin our fun. That's not a constitutional right to go down there and shoot people. So, you know, I mean, far too many people are there. And, you know, you see them. You know, you see them when you walk down Bourbon Street. If you're there to have a good time. And when I go to Bourbon Street, I mean, I'm there to have a good time. But if you walk down Bourbon Street, you can tell the people who are not there to have fun. They're looking for something. And I don't know what it is because I'm not one of them. But you can just tell. They're very distinctive. You can tell the people who are there not to have a good time. And it, you know, that's the kind of stuff that really really hurts our city. So the U.S. lost to Europe at the Ryder Cup, which was in New York. But there was an interesting thing that happened. I saw some video of this. And actually, I saw some of it live. The crowd was getting rowdy. The crowd at a golf tournament was getting rowdy. You know, I often wondered, I've even talked about this on the show before. I mean, can't these golfers concentrate with a little noise? Does everybody have to be quiet? Shh, shh, quiet, quiet. He's going to shoot. He's going to hit the ball. Shh. Why does there have to be quiet? What about Spencer Rattler? You know, what if you're like a football player and what if the crowd has to be quiet? No, I mean, these golfers can't concentrate. They can't block out a little rowdiness. Now, look, I'm not talking about the profanity, but I've always wondered if golf might be a little more exciting if the crowd was a little more rowdy. And again, I'm not talking about doing anything wrong. I'm just talking about noise. So we'll talk about that on the show this afternoon. Let's see. What else? Oh, we've got to talk a little bit about the victims that were killed by a shooter at a Mormon church in Michigan. And this could be a complicated issue. This guy in the pickup truck, and don't judge everybody who drives a pickup truck and has American flags flying from it, but a guy with a pickup truck with American flags on it drove into this church during a service and, you know, opened fire and apparently lit something on fire with some kind of accelerant. They believe maybe it was gasoline. And unfortunately, the guy's dead. He's a father. He's got a wife and a young son. And his young son had some kind of a serious birth defect. And they actually had a GoFundMe account to raise money to have the child treated. And I assume that his child is like maybe kind of okay. I think they got over the rough spot. Obviously this is a new story, so I don't know everything about it. But it's really sad that this 40-year-old guy, I'm not going to mention his name, but this 40-year-old guy feels the need to do this, feels the need that this is obviously a targeted attack. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of debate as to, you know, who's at fault here. But the sad thing is that it happened, and it almost doesn't matter. I think sometimes in this country, we're getting too caught up on who's at fault, and we're not focusing on just the tragedy of the event. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Hey, there are a lot of people talking about the NFL selecting Bad Bunny as the selection for the halftime show for the Super Bowl next year. Bad Bunny, he's a Puerto Rican. He's a rapper, hip-hop artist, and just about all of his music is done in Spanish. There's nothing wrong with that. But, not because he's Hispanic, not because he does his songs mostly in Spanish, but I have questions about Bad Bunny as the selection for the halftime show. So, you know, we'll have that discussion a little bit later on. There is a movie out, and I didn't know that much about it. I saw previews, and it didn't resonate with me. But now that I know what the movie's about, I've read some reviews. Now that I know what the movie's about, I'm dying to see this movie. And if any of you saw it, when we talk about this later, if any of you saw it, I'd love to talk to you about it. One Battle After Another. Is this a call to action? Is this a movie? It's apparently sort of a mirror reflection of America today with the violence and with the targeted violence, like what happened at the Mormon church, what happened with Charlie Kirk. Apparently, this is about a group of Americans who are frustrated with a government that is overreaching its boundaries, and they're frustrated and they retaliate with violence, and they like want to kill people and stuff. So, you know, I didn't know anything about that. That looks boring. It looks like just a bunch of shooting. But apparently there's a lot to this. And we're going to talk about this, and I'm going to share some of the reviews with you. But I'm interested to see this movie. And when I go see it, then we'll talk about it again. Hey, look, this is good news. Gas prices are down right now. I mean, that's really, really good news. Oh, I went to Buc-ee's again, and I went Saturday night, went to Buc-ee's, and while I was there, I did fill up. But the current average for a gallon of regular gas in Louisiana is $2.70. Yesterday it was $2.71. A week ago it was $2.74. And last year the average was $2.75. So we're close to the average last year. So, you know, I mean, that's a good thing. Also, there's a lot of talk out there about how bad Jimmy Kimmel is doing. Jimmy Kimmel has had massive ratings since he has returned. And really, you don't really need to believe any of the rhetoric that he doesn't have massive ratings. Now, is he going to be able to hold on to these ratings? Well, we don't know. But there seems to be the spreading of misinformation that he is doing really, really badly. But his show had averaged like 1.42 million viewers during the 24-25 season. And it's a hell of a lot higher than that now because, he drew a broadcast. He drew when he came back on YouTube, he had 26 million views. So, you know, again, it's, you know, this whole thing is bringing a lot of attention to Jimmy Kimmel. It's going to be up to him to determine whether or not he holds the audience. I'm sure there's going to be this big influx of people who are curious right now about the whole controversy. Will they stay with Jimmy Kimmel? Well, you know, we don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Hey, I'm sure you heard this on Friday. The former guy who was in charge of 911, the 911 commissioner in New Orleans, who was one of LaToya Cantrell's boys. Yeah, she selected him. She put him in this position. She supported him. He's been found guilty. This guy, from all that I heard, is just a lying piece of trash. Terrell Morris, guilty on all counts. This comes from a 2023 car crash involving an agency-owned vehicle and malfeasance in office and impersonating an officer, injuring public records, and insurance fraud. I mean, this guy is just a liar. And he's been found guilty. So I think justice was served in that case. You've heard that early voting is going on. So I'm hoping that we have a record number of people. I don't know if I'm going to vote early. If I don't vote early, I'm going to vote on Election Day, which is October the 11th. All right. If you want to join us with a comment on this Manic Monday, look, we got to get it out. We got to talk about the Saints and the loss to the Buffalo Bills and LSU's loss to Ole Miss. And again, Tulane won 31-14 over Tulsa. That was a conference game for them. Tulane is 4-0. But if you want to talk about the Saints, what do you think went wrong? And what the hell happened to LSU? LSU was ranked number 4. Ole Miss was ranked 13th. LSU has now dropped from 4 to 13, and Ole Miss moves up. What happened to the Tigers? We'll talk about that coming up. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. Happy Monday.
Yeah. Hey, I took another trip to Bucky's Saturday night.
Again with the Bucky's.
Yeah, I've just decided Saturday evening. Okay. Let's go to Bucky's and get something to eat. So I took a ride and it was fun. I ran into some of our listeners there.
Yes,
they are. Well, I mean, I didn't run into them that way. We kind of crossed paths.
Okay.
And they wanted to do selfies. And it was a nice family from Metairie, a mom and dad and a son, Ben. And they just decided they were going to, just like me, they were going to take a ride to Bucky's to get a sandwich.
No kidding.
So they went to from Metairie. They were at Bucky's. And then I met Joey, who is a police officer in West Wego. He was there Saturday night, and he just decided with his family. I mean, he was wearing an LSU shirt, so I'm sure he was watching the game earlier. Uh-huh. But just decided to take a drive and go to Bucky's and get some food.
Man, I'm really missing out on the whole Bucky's migration phenomenon we got going here. It's like a pilgrimage.
We got pork on the board.
Yeah?
Yeah. When they put the brisket on the board, got brisket on the board.
Wow.
Yeah, they shout out and then the whole crew shouts it out. We got brisket on the board.
Did you get your turkey sandwich?
I did.
Good.
Well, actually, They couldn't make it without the sauce. I hate to be such a wimp, but the sauce is a little spicy for me. So I wanted it without the sauce. They can't make it without the sauce because I think it cuts down on the assembly line process. Mm-hmm. So I just bought a pound of turkey and brought it home.
You made your own sandwich at home.
Yes, I did. I mean, it is tender. It is delicious. I don't eat red meat. I'm sure the brisket is unbelievable.
And we also, we spoke on Friday about what a great salary and benefits package that managers get there. Did you apply?
I did. No, I didn't apply. But wait, I took a picture. I took a picture of the thing that I was looking for.
Oh, wow.
The other day, and I couldn't find it. So I did take a picture of it. And well, I'll tell you what, we're getting close to a break. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But I mean, I think cashiers get over $20 an hour.
Dang, man.
I mean, it's not bad. And that's the general manager and then assistant manager, they're making big bucks at Buc-ee's.
$20 an hour and you get like pretty consistent hours? You
know, I guess that can go pretty far. But you cannot snack. If you are caught snacking on any of the food, you are fired.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Even on your break?
I'm sure.
I mean, if you go, you pay for the snack, and then you eat the snack on your own time. They can't be upset about that.
I'm sure you could buy something and go on your break and eat it. And so, yeah, it was a nice little trip to Buc-ee's. Had fun doing that. And also, I visited Miss Kim last night.
Oh, wow. How'd that go?
It was just great. She looks great. Miss Kim looks great. I brought her some food. I brought her some desserts. I asked her what she especially wanted, the tarts that have the fruit on top.
Oh, yeah.
And so I brought her like four of those. And I brought her, what did I bring her? Oh, she wanted a baked potato. She wanted a loaded baked potato.
Sometimes only a loaded baked potato will do.
That's it. And so I got that for her. She looks really good. I'm so happy for her. She looks good. And it was nice to take that drive. I had just gotten the car washed, though. And driving back, I can't wait for summer to be over. Because driving back, you know, I just got the car washed and bugs are hitting the windshield in the front of the car. I had to wipe all that off when I got home. So I'm waiting for the cooler weather to chase all these bugs away. But anyway, Miss Kim does look great. And it was just, it was nice to see her. And I wish I had more time, but I did spend a few minutes with her.
We got to do a quick little corrections corner here. In talking about the football matchups over the weekend, I guess you said Tulane is 4-0, but Tulane has at least one loss. They lost to Ole Miss last weekend.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me on that. I've forgotten that they'd even played. So they're 3-1. Yeah, thanks for correcting me. I'd forgot. I was so focused on the LSU Ole Miss game, I forgot that Tulane played Ole Miss. Oh, and by the way, the Tulane Tulsa game, there was nobody in the stands.
Nobody at all?
I mean, nobody. Well, I mean, look.
Tulsa people?
No, there was not even Tulsa people there.
Wow.
I mean, the stands were almost empty. Huh. They took attendance by a show of hands. I mean, there was practically, I mean, in the end zone, there was like maybe 10 people. In the whole end zone
area.
That's
crazy. Maybe there was something else huge happening in Tulsa that weekend.
Yeah, maybe they were shooting Tulsa Kings downtown.
I was thinking maybe everyone wanted to go be an extra on Tulsa King.
All right, you got a comment this afternoon. It's Manic Monday. The Okunard Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. Let's dedicate this to the Saints and to LSU. All right, so why was it such a bad day for the Saints and why was it such a bad day for LSU? What the hell went wrong? Let's talk about it. It's good to get it out. The Okunard Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I just want us to remember that it is a beautiful day. It's Monday. It's going to be Friday before you know it. So, you know, don't be down on this Monday afternoon. And it's Monday, so let's just think about how it's a beautiful day, even though we're talking about the Saints and the Tigers losing. The Saints play the New York Giants next in the Caesars Superdome this coming Sunday. The Giants beat the Chargers. That was a hell of a feat. The Chargers are great. And Justin Herbert is an incredible quarterback. The Giants beat the Chargers 21-18. What was different about the Giants? Well, their rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart, started. And he can also run the ball. And I mentioned last Monday, after watching some games over last weekend, that, you know, I thought Russell Wilson was done. I mean, he's a good guy, but I thought he was done as a starting quarterback. And sure enough, the Giants came to the same conclusion and started Jackson Dart. He was with Ole Miss, and I enjoyed watching him play at Ole Miss. He did a good job last week. So what happens in the Dome this week? Let's hope we can shut him down. I want to run over a few of my notes that I took during the game yesterday. First of all, you know, I think Spencer Rattler is a fighter. I mean, this guy, he doesn't give up. He hasn't won a game yet as a starting quarterback, but you can't tell that by watching him play. He has a lot of confidence. I love the way he ran the ball when there was a chance for him to run when he saw that opening. He's pretty fast. He's got some pretty good moves. So I'm going to call him a running quarterback. I thought he did a really good job. But I got to tell you, Spencer Rattler chokes when they get in the red zone. The passes are not as sharp when he's in the red zone. I don't know whether that's a psychological thing, but it's something that, you know, he's going to have to deal with. I also made a note here while I was watching the game. Saints don't finish tackles. They don't finish the tackle. They get both arms around the player, but the player goes. They don't finish it. They don't lock their arms. They go for the legs and they don't lock their arms. They get both arms around the legs, but the player just runs right through them. So the Saints are not finishing tackles. And, you know, I mean, Chris Olave, you got to catch that ball. That's your job. I mean, I would stop throwing the ball to Chris Olave right now. I mean, that's how you punish these guys. Because don't they, I mean, ego-wise, they want the ball. And also, I think in terms of bonuses, they want the ball because their bonuses are based on, I guess, catches and mainly based on touchdowns. I don't know what the structure is in detail, but, you know, they benefit from catching the ball and scoring touchdowns. I don't trust Chris Olave. I mean, you can't be called great if you're only great some of the time. And that's your job to catch the ball, and you've got to concentrate. And then Pete Warner, who is just so dependable in so many ways, you know, right after Chris Olave juggled the ball while he was heading out of bounds, he was juggling it, so he was out of bounds. The Saints had to punt, so they didn't capitalize on the turnover that they had gotten. Shanker intercepted the ball before that, Bill's first turnover of the season. Saints get the ball, and Chris Olave juggles the ball out of bounds, so there's no catch there, and the Saints have to punt. You got to capitalize on turnovers. And Pete Warner dropped an interception. You can't drop the interception. You've got to take advantage of those moments. Now, there was a lot of pressure on Spencer Rattler all afternoon. A lot of pressure. And that was a tough thing. Group A hit a 54-yard field goal. That was cool. Running Alvin Kamara up the middle on 3rd and 8, I questioned that call. And, you know, I've been thinking about what it is about Alvin Kamara the last couple of years. And I haven't been able to figure it out. And I figured it out yesterday watching him play. You know what's wrong with Alvin Kamara? Alvin Kamara, this is the way it appears to me. And I'm sure I'm not alone when I say this. Alvin Kamara is so great. He wants to continue to be great. You know, when you're new and nothing is expected of you, you're just instinctive. And then when you get the status of being great, then you try to be great, as opposed to just running instinctively. Alvin Kamara is not running instinctively. He doesn't hit the line like he used to. Sometimes he does, but not all the time. I mean, he's a great back. Don't get me wrong. But I think Alvin Kamara needs to just be more instinctive. And there was a play where he didn't make first down, and it's like he hesitated. He's hesitating. He's sometimes hesitating and trying, even though it's split second decision, he's deciding on the move as opposed to just moving. And I just think he needs to be more instinctive. And then take a look at Kendra Miller. This guy is instinctive. He's not thinking about it. He's just hitting it. He's just running. And that's exactly the way Alvin Kamara used to be. And so while I love Alvin Kamara, I wouldn't want him not to be there. But I think there's something in his head where he's trying too hard. He's trying too hard to be great. And that's a great attribute, because sometimes you get the feeling that, you know, some Saints players aren't trying too hard. But I think he's trying too hard. And I think he just needs to be more instinctive. And that's what Kendra Miller is, instinctive. He's just running. He's not thinking about it. He's just doing it. And that's the way Alvin Kamara used to be. You know, then in the third quarter, the ball flew right through Olave's hands. So there's a lot to talk about. The defense did a decent job. Kendra Miller looks good. Too many missed tackles. And if you go back and look at the Saints, they're not finishing the tackle. Again, they're getting their arms around, sometimes even around the legs, but they're not closing their arms. They're not finishing the tackle. So, you know, I took all these notes, and I don't even need to go over many of them, because I just basically, said the main things that bothered me. Alvin Kamara, I think, needs to be more instinctive with his running, and it just seems like he's hesitating and thinking about the move instead of just moving. And that's what Kendra Miller's doing, and that's why he's doing so well. He's just instinctively running. Look, Alvin Kamara had some great, great runs. And I think he has those runs when he's not thinking. And I think sometimes he might be thinking about the move rather than just doing it. The defense sacked Josh Allen 3 times, and maybe more, but I counted up to 3 times. And then it was just great to see Cam Jordan with a solo tackle on Josh Allen. So the Bills looked really sloppy. I mean, the Saints made the Bills look really sloppy. So there were some positive things from that game. But, you know, once again, the Saints come up short. You know, I mean, it was a pretty decent game in some ways by the Saints. I mean, I wasn't embarrassed like I was last week. But, I mean, think about this. At halftime, it was 14-10. And the game ended 31-19. So the Bills adjusted better or whatever. But once again, there's the lack of concentration. The Saints cut down on a lot of penalties. In fact, the Bills had more penalties than the Saints, so, you know, that was nice. We benefited from some of those penalties. So, look, if you want to join us with some comments this afternoon, sometimes it's good to talk about it after a loss. And then, what happened to LSU? Maybe LSU's just not that good. I'll tell you something else that I have said, and I've almost felt guilty for saying it, but I never saw what everybody else saw in Garrett Nussmeier. I never saw it. And when I heard talk about him being considered for a Heisman Trophy, I'm going, I don't get that. I mean, I talked about this on the air. I didn't see it. I was happy that he was being considered at the beginning of the season. I was happy for that. I'm happy for him. I want him to do well, but I never, and then a first round draft pick, I never had the confidence in Garrett Nussmeier that a lot of other people had in him. He's still obviously maybe the best quarterback for LSU right now, but, you know, maybe here's another guy who's just trying too hard to live up to the hype. I think Arch Manning tries too hard to live up to the hype. And these guys both have great talent, and maybe all Garrett Nussmeier has to do is just relax and let his talent speak for itself. Just instinctively do it and don't think too much about it. Same thing with Arch Manning. All right, if you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1973, this was the number one song in America. And also, happy birthday today to the lead singer of the band, Mark Farner, 77 years old. Grand Funk Railroad, we're an American band, number one on this day in 1973. And today, Mark Farner is 77 years old. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back with your comments on WWL.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1976, the guy's 41 years old, he's having a birthday party, Jerry Lewis gets drunk. I don't think that's unusual at all. He's 41, having a birthday party, he gets drunk. He attempts to shoot a soda bottle with his .357 Magnum. Instead, he hits his bass player, Norman Owens, twice in the chest. His bass player made a full recovery, but I can't believe that there weren't charges here and Jerry Lee Lewis wasn't arrested. I mean, I don't have any other information other than that. Maybe he was arrested, but I mean, you know, this guy was just, I mean, a lunatic. I mean, a lot of geniuses are lunatics, but this guy was like a white trash lunatic, you know, in some ways. I mean, you know, you're gonna pull out your .357 Magnum at your birthday party while you're drunk and you shoot at a bottle and hit your bass player in the chest, not once, but twice. I mean, I don't mean to be laughing, but it's almost comical. And fortunately, his bass player did recover. I'm Scoot. We're talking about what happened to the Saints yesterday. What stands out most in your mind about the loss to the Buffalo Bills? You know, 14-10 at halftime. I mean, the Saints really had a chance. Another game they actually could have won. And there were some brilliant moments. But again, you know, Spencer Rattler tends to kind of choke in the red zone. And some as great as his passes are, when he's not in the red zone, he's missing a lot in the red zone. And that might just be a mental issue. And then what about LSU and Ole Miss? The defense is pretty decent, but the offense is kind of a mess. And here's Garrett Nussmeier being talked about as a Heisman Trophy candidate. I didn't see it, but a lot of people did. So explain to me what happened. What happened to LSU? How did they fall apart like this? Losing to Ole Miss 24-19. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and let's go to Eric in Mississippi. Eric, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, you want one thing about LSU, one thing about the Saints.
Okay.
I think like a lot of teams do when they bring a rookie quarterback in, when they fool around with Derek Carr and the other guy. Pizzarella should have had the starting job from day one, just like a lot of other teams do. But like you were saying earlier, the tackling is a roster. When you miss tackles and guy goes in for a touchdown, you move the chains.
Yeah.
You know, Pizzarella did pretty good, you know, because, you know, you give up points like that, the game could have been, you know, anybody's game at the end of the day. But I looked last night on this podcast, this guy had a video. He just checked every play that LSU did on offense. Scoop, I promise you. They had so many men wide open for the LSU offense, and Nussmeier, he wasn't seeing them, he was missing them. They had a lot of guys was over. He could have really, really put Ole Miss to sleep last night. He hit some passes.
Look, I don't like to say anything negative, but you know, I just want to be honest, and I'm honest. And if somebody, you know, wants to challenge my honesty and say that Garrett Nussmeier is an unbelievable quarterback who deserves the Heisman Trophy, you know, you're welcome to correct me. You know, when it comes to sports, nobody's really an expert, because even the experts get it wrong. Even the people that you respect most who are making picks over the weekend, they get it wrong in college and in pro. So, you know, I don't ever feel badly about getting something wrong, but I never saw or understood the hype about Garrett Nussmeier. And, you know, maybe it's a case of he's just trying too hard to live up to the hype. And I think that's exactly what happened to Arch Manning. All right, Eric, I appreciate the call. I don't know where that was going.
Some ambulance fired up in your driveway?
Some alarm went off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and look, I watched part of the Mississippi State game, too. You know, I got to tell you, those cowbells are irritating. I mean, the crowd, you know, it's numbing. But it's not as loud as the crowd. Instead of cheering, they do the cowbells, and that doesn't hit the decibels that cheering gets. So I don't know. I find it. I know it's a tradition, and I get that. And if you participate in that, I'm not being critical. I don't get it, and it doesn't seem to make as much noise as the crowd noise. Let's do some text.
Here's a text message that says, "This is Rusty. Rusty says Tim Tebow went 7-4 in his second season with a playoff win, and he was labeled as a bust and a terrible quarterback," and so on and so on. "We'd be happy if Rattler could win 2 or 3 games, let alone 7 out of a whole season. If he won 7 this year, all we would do is talk about how good he was. Where's Tebow when we need him, LOL?"
Well, you know, Spencer Rattler may win 7 games. I mean, these losses are not Spencer Rattler's fault. I do point out that he does seem to get cold, when it comes to the red zone. When he does seem to miss passes in the end zone, and that's unfortunate. Maybe that's a mental thing, and I think he needs to forget that he's in the red zone. And because a lot of his passes are just, I mean, they're perfect. And I loved the way he was running yesterday. I thought that was very positive. He's going to get a win, and I give him a lot of credit for the confidence that he seems to have even after a loss. And he's going to get some wins, but these losses are not all his fault.
Here's a text that says Alvin Kamara has always hesitated when he runs. He'd look for an opening and then kick into high gear. Unfortunately, most of the time these days, teams are keying in on him because they know that's what he's going to do.
Well, then you have to change something. I mean, if you've got that much great natural talent, then and look, of course, the Bills' defense is not good against the run. So the Saints were going to do okay with the run yesterday. And Alvin Kamara had some great runs yesterday. I'm just talking about in general. It just, I know what you're saying about hesitating and looking for the hole. But yesterday, I just, in one particular case, it was one-on-one. Alvin Kamara one-on-one with a defender. And there was a time when he would fake that defender out. And it's like he was thinking about which move as opposed to just being instinctive. That's my impression from afar, and I admit that that's my impression from afar. But, in life in general, sometimes we, no matter what we do, we try too hard, and we prevent our natural ability from being as great as we can be.
Here's two more texts. Here's one from Steve. He says, Scoot, it seems that the Saints have forgotten what a screen pass is. They should throw the ball to Kamara out on the side with some receivers to block out ahead of him. Give him a little space. The way they kept running him right up the middle definitely did not work yesterday. First play, right up the middle, got nowhere.
Well, I know. And, I even asked. I asked Kellen Moore when he was in town with the Philadelphia Eagles. I asked him, Coach, why is the first play always a run up the middle?
I remember that.
And he said, well, I don't know. We just do it.
We just do it. It wasn't a very satisfactory answer.
No, he just said we just do it.
Gonna do.
Well, why do it? I mean, the other team knows you're going to do it. We know you're going to do it. If we know you're going to do it, the other team knows you're going to do it. Once in a while, they change it up, but for the most part, it's just a run up the middle. I mean, it's maybe you get 2 yards. To me, it's a wasted play.
And I'll leave you with this one because this is a parallel that a lot of us who were watching the game yesterday drew. I brought this up to my friends and they all said, yeah, you're not crazy. Here's the text that says Alvin Kamara equals Reggie Bush. I remember we were having this conversation 20 years ago with Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush up the middle seems to not work all the time. I don't know what I don't know. I'm not an expert, but what I see is we run the same play 20 times and it works maybe like once.
I know.
And it's that way every week. Like, what is that? Someone explain that to me. And you asked Kellen Moore, explain this to us, and he couldn't do it.
No, they just do it. They just do it. But I don't understand that. And Ian, if you and I can figure it out, then you know the other team. The other team is collectively smarter than we are when it comes to football. They can figure it out.
So they
know where Alvin Kamara is going to go. And I agree with the texter that said screen passes.
Yeah.
And I actually thought about that last night while I was watching the Sunday night game. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunhard Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. So Tulane beat Tulsa, 31-14. That's good, but look, we expected the Saints to lose to the Bills, but, once again, it's a game that they could have won. It was 14-10 at halftime, and it's dropped passes. It's Alvin Kamara up the middle. It's too predictable. I love the trick play. I mean, it didn't work, but I still love them calling that, and it almost worked.
That was badass.
Chris Olave just had to loft it a little higher.
Give us a little razzle-dazzle.
If
you're not going to get 10 wins, at least be fun to watch.
Yeah. I'm Scoot. Oh, and LSU had problems against Ole Miss. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot of the Year calendar, on this day in 2020, Helen Reddy, who made this song very famous, it became an anthem for the Women's Live movement back in the 70s. This is the day in 2020 that Helen Reddy passed away at the age of 78 years old. All right, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the top 25 in college football, and I think we'll continue the conversation about the Saints. If you want to share your thoughts on what stands out most in your mind about the Saints game yesterday, good or bad, there were some good things. And what about Garrett Nussmeier and the LSU offense? LSU lost to Ole Miss. LSU's now down to 13th. We'll talk about that coming back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.